from the league office. He goes in as my starting right tackle, so I just decided to keep him out of this game, just risking any type of injury going forward. You know what? If I haven't heard now, it may not be in the next couple of days. I don't know that. I'm not going to speculate, but I just got to, you know, that's why we did what we did during the training camp with the plans and the different guys, just so we'd be prepared for this situation. And we're going to go, you know, going forward. He goes in as our right tackle, and we'll move Allen back to left guard. Well, you know, it is tough. It is tough. You would like to know one way or the other, whether or not you get the exemption spot, you know, things like that. It could be difficult. It could be a little challenging. But you know, I'm not going to let that bother our football team. I'm not going to let that bother us. And we just when we get ready for Cleveland.
Doug, coaches ask players to go out there and prove it to them, prove it to you, make it hard for you to cut them. Besides growing 5 more inches, is there anything Paul Turner, anything more he could have done?
Tell you what, he had a great training camp, you know, a great camp. So I told the guys after the game tonight, you know, how proud I was of all of them for the effort they put in. And, you know, his individual performance stood out. You know, he had a big catch. He had the punt return tonight. He's done everything we've asked him to do. He's making it hard on us, and that's what I've challenged all the young guys, really, to make it hard on myself and Howie and the personnel staff when we have to make these decisions by Saturday at 4:00. So, he's put himself in a good position, and we just got to continue to evaluate and see how it shakes out.
How would you assess Chase Daniels' performance?
Well, I thought he played well, considering the two picks. I felt like he might have pressed just a little bit on the first one, kind of forced it in there a little bit. But you know, that happens sometimes. You're trying to make a play, especially in this last preseason game. But you know, I know Chase, and I know what he's capable of doing. And you know, other than the two picks, I thought he played well, managed the game well, and you know, he came away healthy, obviously, and that's all I asked him to do.
Michael Kendricks. Why was it necessary to let him?
Well, I saw, you know, from last week to this week, he needed to knock a little of the rust off. You know, he just haven't had the game reps that we would have liked him to have, you know, throughout the entire training camp. So it just felt like it was important for him to be out there under game, you know, game-like conditions and play. And you know, practice is one thing, games are another, and the speed sometimes speeds up on the football on the game field, and just wanted him to get a couple reps tonight. Him and Steven Tulloch and some of the guys to just feel what it was like to get back into sort of game shape going into the regular season.
A special teams touchdown and a return reception for a touchdown. Just how far along are your special teams and defense in terms of where they want to be at this point of the year?
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously very pleased with special teams and what we've done throughout training camp. Obviously, the return tonight was huge. You know, defensively, we continue to get hands on the football, and it all starts up front with the rush and how well we attack the quarterback, and that's where it starts. And then our guys are, you know, guys are working hard and catching the football. I mean, you know Ed Reynolds had the pick six tonight, and it was again, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes defense and special teams will keep you in a football game. And we just didn't do enough offensively to obviously score. And we're just, you know, fortunate we didn't need to.
Doug, how many players changed your mind either way on the roster situation coming up? Like, did somebody play themselves off? Say what you want. But
yeah, you know, until I really study the film tomorrow and get in here and kind of cut it up all three phases, it's hard to just kind of say, hey, this guy separated himself or not. Because sometimes you just look at one or two plays and you think that maybe that was the mark that he needed. But you got to evaluate the whole body of work. So tomorrow is a valuable day to get in and just study the film and see where some of these young guys shake out.
You had said previously that you want to keep four tight ends. Is that still kind of definitively flexibility there?
I mean, there's always a possibility of doing that, but you know, the flexibility of that is, you know, If we don't, then we you know, obviously we keep three, and then you know, you just got to work somebody. I love playing with a fullback at times, and we got to find one in the next couple of days, or you know, use someone on our roster currently. But if it works out and we can keep four, then obviously you know, Chris has done and shown enough that he can handle that position, and moving forward, we just, you know, it's not a ton of snaps that I use a fullback, but it's certain situations that I do like having that body in there, you know, particularly in a 4-minute, you know, end of the game or a short yardage goal line type situation. But you know, something we got to evaluate and make the right decision going into the season.
Does that change your number of wide receivers depending on what you do at tight end?
Probably not. That one, you know, the one thing about that position, particularly the tight ends, those body types are they're hard to come by because they're core special teams guys, and if you lose one of those guys, you lose a member of your special team. So that's why it's a fine line between, you know, how many tight ends do you keep versus receivers and things of that nature. Tell you what, he's a kid that's he's I think he's improved every single day. You know, he's a hard worker, comes to practice every day, ready to work. He's had a great camp. He finished tonight well, and again, it's one of those decisions that he makes it tough on us as coaches. You know, he's a solid player and good young player for us. And again, it's going to come down to the evaluation process the next couple of days and just see where this all shakes out. But he's had a good camp.
I know he's a former first-round pick, but did Marcus Smith need to show you anything tonight to be on the roster?
Marcus, you know, he's another one that's has had a, you know, he's been nicked up a little bit in training camp, but at the same time, he bounced back last week, had a good game. He came in today and played well early, and you know, he's another one of those special teams guys that you're gonna need on Sunday. So he's put himself in a good position, you know, as a defensive end, and again, it's going to come down. These next couple of days are valuable, the whole process on how and the fact that, you know, just making the right decisions, and Marcus will be obviously in that conversation.
So what's the plan for the next 48 hours? Are you meeting with the team, or are you going to be with the guys individually? How's that?
Well, tomorrow is, you know, obviously we get a chance to, you know, break the film down as a staff and go through that process, and then we just begin the shuffling of roster spots and just seeing where everything shakes out, and we'll do that in the next couple of days, and if I get a chance to talk to some players, I'd like to talk to them, because these next couple of days are tough on these guys because they've given everything, you know, for a long, hard training camp, and you've built relationships with these guys, so you want to be able to at least either through a phone call or eyeball them one-on-one and just tell them how proud you are, and if I can, you know, obviously do anything for them, I will, and wish them the best.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks, guys.
Anyone else there? No.